This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This pod's about reviews and doing improv, hosted by Alf Bardwell and Riley and Spot. Alf's a quirky Brit and Riley's libido's flawed. This pod is 4 years old, is the past we saw. Jeff was the first co-host in the time of yore. A mistress guest almost will find its famous morn. COVID is the early, records over Zoom. The fans will support surely as the Patreon. Sometimes they set intentions while their catchphrase it swells. Used to have bonus apps, too busy for that. So put bras and circles, take too much time to chat. The change of our hosts had some spreading down, but their style and humor gets better as their clout. There's positive about reviews and doing it wrong. As long as it's going, the humor will throb. When Alf leaves, Riley will be keeping it raw. And so then here's to the next 4 years of Spawn.
Sometimes they set intentions. The fact that even the lyrics were only sometimes do we set intentions.
It's interesting that we often forget the intentions, but we never forget the catchphrase, isn't it?
It is interesting. It makes you think, and thank you, Lauren, for making us think with that. Lauren sent that in. Lauren kind of like is obsessed with sending theme songs, and by that I mean we're obsessed with getting them. Hey all, it's Lauren. I was thinking about doing this before I heard your call to action, so here's a brand new theme song that is a cover of my own original music.
Oh.
The original song is called Untitled because it's a song about nothing, so I've titled the cover Retitled as a song about the podcast. Wait. That's awesome. This is 100% my own original music. I hope you guys enjoy. I have a bunch of songs if you like this one. Dude, this was awesome, Lauren. Own original music? Come on.
I think this was all part of Lauren's plan to hit us with a copyright strike.
Oh, shit. You think that Lauren is the one who really like is cracking down on copyright?
Because if it's Lauren's original music,
yeah,
then Lauren can sue my ass.
Yeah, and well, also this brings me like another CTA got call to action. That is, guys,
Chicago
we need more songs.
Transport Authority.
We're running out, and Lauren, this could be your perfect chance for you just
do
to
a whole album.
Stuff. do an album. But guys, we love your original music and we love not having any copyright issues. So please keep sending them in. Lauren, thank you so much, Mr. Michaels, Lauren Michaels of SNL.
What are you sipping on there, huh? You got a big sipper.
I got an iced hazelnut latte.
You like hazelnut?
Mm-hmm.
I like hazelnut. I think it gets a bad rap.
It sounds like you said, I think it gets a bed rat.
I think it gets a bed rat.
You're a bed rat.
It gets a bed rat. Listen, I saw a rat yesterday. Did you know that? Did you know that?
Did you know that?
I saw a rat yesterday. Did you know that? Yeah.
I saw a rat yesterday. Did you know that?
I got so used to seeing rats in Boston that now I see a rat in Chicago. I'm like, it's an event. Did you know that?
I saw a rat. Did you know that?
Saw a rat yesterday. Did you even know that? I think you don't even care about my life anymore.
I just want to put into the space that I'm in a bad mood.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
I'm never like this.
Well.
No. Well. I'm not in a great mood. It's been a tough day. I got 2 moles removed on my neck, and it hurt.
Yeah, I can't even make jokes about it.
What were you gonna say? The third one's in her butt. It wasn't.
I was gonna be like, yeah, she got 2 on her neck, 1 on her back, and don't even ask where the third and
the
fourth.
The third is our.
Oh, fuck.
So listen, I'm on one.
I'm mad.
What's new with your ass?
I'm mad. Are you mad? I don't know. I'm just. I think I have a latent anger. I think I have a latent.
It's like when
brewing
hetero couples. It's like we're pregnant.
Oh my God.
It's like you and I, we're mad.
You know when you see a couple.
Sympathy, anger.
Like, you probably, I don't know if you get this, but I get a lot of kind of very conservative Christian content on my Instagram reels. And something you see a lot is the devil started attacking us from day one of our marriage.
I don't see that because you actively seek out this content.
I love it so much. It's like,
so, no, it's not like you're like, for some reason, I get a lot of this kind of stuff.
When me and Pookie got married, everything was bliss until that day, and then the devil came and he haunted us from night one because he wanted our marriage to fail and he made me cheat. It's like always, and then the devil came and it's like the devil didn't make
well,
you
that's
cheat.
What I say about you when you cheated on me
by doing
it wasn't like it was the devil. Like, you wouldn't do that to me, but the devil would make you do that to me.
Yeah, and I think you bought that, right?
Yeah, completely. Hook, line, and sinker.
I hardly know her.
Hardly know her.
Fuck.
Speaking of a catchy hook.
Speaking of a catchy hook. But were we?
Speaking of a catchy hook, caught me hook, line, and sinker. I will give you a catchy hook on a little instrument that kind of causes a big commotion.
Yeah.
We're talking kazoos.
Wow. I just thought of a. Okay.
That's my impression of a kazoo.
Do you want to hear my impression of a kazoo?
Yeah.
Zoom. Zoom. Zoom.
Wait. Zoom, zoom. Okay. A game that Daniel and I have been playing. Zoom. Do your best impression of Ray Romano. 3, 2, 1, go. Don't think about it. Just go. 3, 2, 1, go. Ray Romano impression.
Deborah, yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Sounds like Kermit.
Yeah, of course it's Kermit. You're the same fucking guy. High heels on Miss Piggy. Dolce and Gabbana.
Okay, so it just Ray Romano made me think of kazoos. And are they so different? I love you, Ray Romano.
Wait, here's a question for you. How did Wendy catch Peter Pan?
How?
Hook, line, and Tinkerbell.
Oh my God.
That's why I wasn't,
present
when you were talking
skin.
About kazoos, was I was thinking about that.
You were coming up with that?
I wasn't coming up with it. I'd already come up with it in the moment, and then I felt terrible, and I had to get it out. It was like a pestilence. It was like a
vomit
pus.
It
was like pus I had to squeeze from a wound.
Ew.
I guess.
We're talking about kazoos, and you want to know why we're talking about kazoos? Because we were going to do grand pianos,
kazoo.
But we couldn't find enough good reviews. And so we said, what's the silliest instrument? Kazoos.
Who
and I said to you on the phone, I said, I just want to have fun.
I know. The phone rings in the car. Is that right?
What?
Cindy Lauper. The phone rings.
The phone rings in the car.
In the car. The phone rings
in the car. My mother was a to do with your star. Give it up for beat number one. The girls, they want to have my hand.
There's no way we can get copyrighted for that because none of that was correct.
None of that was intelligible.
Alf, talk to me about kazoos, please.
Oh, I love kazoos. I mean, here's things I know about kazoos. They're a musical instrument.
I saw Rat yesterday. Did you know? What? Did you know that?
I saw Rat yesterday. I didn't understand that was a callback to 30 seconds ago because what I thought you said was, I saw Rent yesterday. Did you know that?
525,000.
I love sharing new information.
Did you know that?
Did you know that?
It literally is such fucking schoolyard behavior. My dad's literally the president of the candy factory. Did you know that?
Did you know that?
Did you know that?
I saw Rent yesterday. Did you know that? Let's go.
I went to Disney World last summer. Did you know that?
I was Maureen in Rent. Did you know that? Just kidding. I wasn't.
Who were you in Rent?
I wasn't in Rent.
I thought you would have been the eviction notice.
I played the eviction notice in Rent.
They add it. It's like when they add five extra trees into the background.
It's the Bill costume from Schoolhouse Rock.
I'm just repurposed. Eviction notice.
Alf, talk to me, please. I loved kazoo as a
child, as a young boy. The stars in my eyes and the light in my heart. I would dream of playing a kazoo on the vaudeville stage, and I really would. I liked them a lot. I would get them a lot as kind of like, oh, you're an annoying.
Get them a lot.
You're an annoying kid. Have one of these. This will help you annoy people. I feel like they were often like in a party favor or just sort of like around.
That's true. I thought you meant that like you would go out of your way.
I'm in the mood. Them.
And that's really telling.
As an adult.
That's really telling.
I don't know. They break easy. Like my heart.
I loved a kazoo as a child.
Yeah?
I couldn't tell you the last time that I...
I feel like you'd be good at it.
Played the old kazoo.
I feel like you'd be good at it because you have good pitch.
Yeah, that's what they don't tell you about kazoos. It's not just blowing into them.
The phone rings.
You essentially have to do all the work.
Like, yeah. You can't just do that. You really have to know the notes.
Kazoos kind of give the illusion that you're playing an instrument, but you're doing all of the work. And I guess, hold on, I want to back that statement up. No,
no. Disinfect the surgery table. Let's get that sentence up there. Let's fucking put the mask on it and let's cut it open because that didn't make a lick of fucking sense.
That's not to say that other instruments do the work for you.
I would argue the instruments, kazoo is doing most of the work for you.
No, but it's like you're not picking up a guitar and being like, all right, you know, what start.
You pick up a kazoo and you're like, hey, come on, buddy, get to it.
I'd like to clarify. I feel so crazy today.
Here's what
I'd like to clarify. Kazoo, you actually have to do all of the work. Because kazoo, it makes you think that you just blow into it and it's going to do whatever. No, you have to find the pitch. You have to make, you have to really go like.
Because you're not blowing really. You're just humming. It's a hum amplifier.
Exactly, exactly.
More than it's, you know.
And when I say that you actually have to do all the work, I think it made it sound like I don't think that you have to do work with other instruments. Because you do. That is the whole point.
If you could be
playing an instrument,
like preternaturally gifted at any instrument, like just a born a prodigy, Mozart level type shit.
Yeah.
What instrument?
Which one?
Yeah.
I go back and forth between a piano and like shredding the electric guitar, I think would be the coolest thing to be able to just do in a really professional way.
Yeah. I think
about you.
I think piano for you.
Okay, so the question was about me specifically, yeah, think, not just the concept of
piano for you.
Why?
Because I think you have such a good singing voice and you love Elton John so much. I just feel like I can imagine you banging out the keys going, I remember when
Well, a couple of the sounds that I really like.
Well, Switchblade.
Since we're speaking of music, yeah, Switchblade and
probably
a motorbike.
Yeah, same. That's funny.
I think for you, for you, the instrument would be lute because it's like you give ancient times.
Ancient. You give ancient.
You give Renaissance, an but not in like man. A cool way.
An ancient man.
Oh, you're kind of giving an ancient man.
An ancient man. Ancient God.
I remember playing kazoo in like kindergarten, like music class, yes. And that was very fun.
What would you play?
Oh, I mean, name them. Hot Cross Buns, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Silent
no,
Night.
I'm not even lying.
One a penny.
One a penny, two a penny.
Hot Cross Buns. You ever had a hot cross
if
bun?
Anyone want. No, I haven't, but they seem yummy.
Yeah.
I'm in kind of an English muffin phase right now.
Really?
I'm in my English muffin era.
Kind of your knockoff crumpet beat?
I'm kind of on my, I'll do two fried eggs. One half of the English muffin will be toasted, buttered, a little bit of salt. And that'll kind of act as a vehicle for the eggs.
Oh, you're not and disgusted by egg anymore.
No, I'm back on the egg train. The other half will be a little bit of butter, a little bit of jam. And that'll be my sweet treat for after I finish the eggs and the savory.
So were you doing gluten-free English muffins?
No, I wasn't having English muffins. I was having gluten-free sourdough, which was fucking nasty.
With a fried egg on it?
I wasn't doing eggs.
Oh.
So that's why. We need to get into reviews for kazoos because we are on another planet. Well, let's set an intention.
If you could be on any planet.
For Christ's sake. Let's set an intention for the love of Christ.
Okay. No.
This is going to be the most ancient episode.
This episode is going to be the crustiest, dustiest, crypt keeperest episode. The oldest.
Yeah, it's going to be the oldest
episode.
It's going to be the most ancient man episode you've
ever
heard.
An ancient man.
An ancient man.
Have you seen that video?
No, I've
you have no
idea
what, I'm
what you're talking about.
There's a video where it's like a guy who's like doing the like interviewing people on the street. Type thing, mm-hmm. And he's like in the club or something for some reason.
You can say Billy Eichner.
It's not Billy Eichner, and it's not Rhesus Therapy. And he goes, like, would you rather date like a rich man or a poor man? And she goes,
an ancient man,
like from the 1800s before technology.
I have.
Don't you
want
to run away with me?
Man.
And I'm like, she's everything to me. And then she kind of scampers off, and he's left.
There is a dude who was interviewing that one of those kinds of things. It was like, okay, she's a 10, but and then like all this stuff. She's like, she's a 10, but she lives in a different country. And every answer this dude, he's like, that's okay. I love to travel. 10. And then it's like, she's a 10, but she doesn't make a lot of money and has her job. That's okay. I'll work and provide for us. 10. And it's just like nothing faced. He's like, she's a 10, but she's extremely famous. Oh, cool. I want to be famous too. 10.
Those aren't good ones. Those aren't like, you know, it should be like, she's a 10, but she's like the Saltburn guy.
Well, it was like, she's a 10, but she's friends with your ex. And he's like, cool, we could all be friends. 10.
I thought you were going to say, she's a 10, but she's French.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with kazoo. Review kazoo.
Razoo-karoo.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back with Razu Karoo. Do you want to, guys?
You want to start. You want to start.
If you're listening to this episode, I'm so sorry.
Hey, I
want to
say something right now.
Yeah.
And this isn't normal. Like, a lot of podcasters won't say this to you, okay?
Oh, my God. A lot He's really going to give you everything.
No, like, seriously. Like, even, like, you know, even the edgiest, yeah, I said it, podcaster you can think of wouldn't say what I'm about to say. Which is that
Joe Rogan wouldn't tell you
shit. Joe Rogan. If you
think Joe Rogan's going to be honest with you? Dream on.
If you are listening to this before 8 p.m., turn it off and listen to it tonight. Because you can't fully understand the headspace that we are in if you're listening to this while the sun is up, okay?
This is a nighttime listen.
Slumber party delirium type episode. And if you're not going to join us in that headspace, I don't want you
then
here.
Then you can leave.
I don't want you here.
No, and it's like we have so many other episodes that are like very much for like daytime,
morning
commute.
I would say a lot of them, yeah.
probably most of them. But this one is not that. So if you're listening to this in the day and you're like, oh, what is this? This is awful. This is disgusting. It's because it's daytime
this is
when
not,
you're listening.
This is not for your morning commute. This is for
no.
You just left a party and you're thinking,
yeah. Oh my God.
You're thinking
yeah.
Like, oh, I shouldn't have fucking said that. Oh, I should not have. Why did I fucking say
oh,
that?
Oh my God, you idiot. You stupid idiot.
And you're like, I'm just ruminating. I got to put some fucking noise on. So
yeah.
Otherwise I'm just going to be like,
yeah.
Why did I make a joke about that? Fuck. And then
fuck, that's not funny.
Fuck, you can't joke about Princess Di. And then
you can't joke about that.
And then you put this podcast on and you're not thinking about Princess Diana and the horrible thing you said. You're thinking about
what are they talking about? Razoo cuz
Razoo.
What?
And then I'm sorry you crashed. I'm kidding. Don't crash. Don't crash. Don't crash. Please don't crash.
Don't crash. But you can crash on your bed listening to this episode when you're like, oh my God, what a day. You know what? I may have said some dumb shit tonight, but at least I'm not them. At least I'm not saying
at
dumb
least
shit.
I'm not
podcast.
Them. And that if there's anything I want people to take away from this podcast, it's at least I'm not them.
Let's get into it.
You starting. You're starting, right?
You starting. Hey, I'm going to read a review. Did you know that?
I'm excited to hear your review. Did you know that?
Saw a rat yesterday. Did you
know that? Saw a rat yesterday. Did you know that?
Did you know
that? What?
Like, how would I know?
Why was I saying
how would I know
that?
Unless you tell me?
Why was I
I saw a rat yesterday. Did
saw
you
a rat
know that?
Thing. Do you know that?
Such a fucking crazy thing to say. This is for Lovestown Kazoos, musical instruments, six-piece metal kazoos, flute for kids, gift, price, party favor, gift bag, fillers.
Okay.
3 stars from Jacqueline S.
No, I got this one. I literally have the same review.
No, you're lying.
I bought this pack just for the blue one.
Oh, wait, no, give her a last name and then you can read it.
Oh my God. Jacqueline Snowden.
Jacqueline Snowden.
Edward Snowden.
Do you want to read it or should I?
Naughtier sister. Let's read it, trading off every other word. No, can you imagine a worse auditory experience? You read it. You read it.
The title is I Doubted Myself.
Yeah.
I bought this pack just for the blue one. I loved the color and I needed a cheap kazoo for a project. I whip out the blue kazoo, blow through it, just air. I question myself. Am I playing the kazoo wrong? How much of a failure am I that I can't play a kazoo? I tried the other end. I tried the other end. Not better. I watched a video on how to play a kazoo. I tried again, using different breathing technique. Still nothing. So disappointed. So I tried one of the other colors, even though I only wanted the blue kazoo. A rich kazooie sound came forth. I tried another color, also a rich yet slightly different kazooie sound. I tried each kazoo in the pack and found success. I looked back at the blue kazoo, the only color I wanted. It was a dud. It didn't work. And not only that, but it had gaslighted me into thinking that it was my fault. Never again will I doubt my kazooing. Instead, I will only grade 3 stars to the product for including a faulty blue kazoo. The only color I wanted.
Then why did you buy a whole pack? Why would you buy
only wanted the
six
one.
Kazoos if you only wanted one?
Because sometimes you have to risk it for the biscuit.
Sometimes a kazoo will gaslight you.
Sometimes
I'm like, whoa, it's a big accusation.
Sometimes you will try blowing into both ends of a kazoo to try and make the sound.
The fact that you would try blowing into the other end before you would think, well, I'll pick up another one and see if that's the...
It's like trying to smoke the filter of a cigarette.
Oh.
Well, maybe if I tried this side, it'll work. There's something in the reading of that and how it's written that's giving college audition monologue.
Oh, fuck. Don't say that. That's so
and
visceral.
So for those of you who have not gone through the process of auditioning for a theater collegiate program.
First of all, congratulations. You made the right choice with your life.
Congratulations. Second of all, there are just, in the process of auditioning for theater schools, you go through a lot of monologue books. You go through a lot of monologue websites. Trying to find something that is well suited for you, but also like for some reason it's like, and not for some reason, you want to try and find material that isn't overdone, because it's like these people who are watching these auditions are seeing the same fucking monologues for like 16
hours. I ate the divorce papers.
I ate it with ketchup
and they were good.
And so you'll find monologues that are just like, you know, some people just write monologues for theater and they aren't part of a play or anything. It's just like,
and they aren't good either.
Here's a situation. No, and a lot of them are not good. And so this was really giving that.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, next up. Okay, admin coming into the hallway. All right, number 34, Trent Barker. Do we have Trent Barker in the hall?
Oh, wait, that's me. Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, come on in. We're ready for you. Thank you so much for waiting. I know that it's a crazy, crazy day.
Yes.
Come on in.
I got all turned around.
No worries. We're just right in here.
Wow.
I'm Shelly. I'm kind of the, you know, admin for this whole day. You know, it's just crazy. You know, here at Carnegie Mellon, we are just like the amount of people coming through these doors. The amount of, you wouldn't even believe the amount of people coming in.
Well, thank you for taking some of your valuable time to meet with me. Trent, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know, buddy.
Barker.
Yeah.
Like a dog.
Yes. Oh, hey, that's really good. Hey, just a heads up, standing outside the door. Just a heads up. We've got Adam and Misty in there. They're going to be the two faculty members who are watching you today.
Okay.
And, you seem like such a silly, funny guy. They really think of the theater as like a sacred art.
Okay.
Like, you know, it is as ancient as human life itself. Who are we if not storytellers? And so it's like, you know, bark like a dog. I would just keep that to a minimum.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just trying to help you out because it's like, I really like your energy. I just want to make sure that like, you know, that they are like, they're very excited to see everybody who comes in, but they're also, they take it very seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little nervous to hear you say that.
Okay.
Just because I looked on the website and they said that the requirements were a, one contemporary comedic monologue.
Yeah.
And so I was going to do that. But now that you're saying...
Oh, no. They love comedy, but just they want to make sure that you're taking it seriously.
Well, of course.
Like, they don't want you to think that this is a joke.
No, I would never... Theater is my life. Ever since... No, you don't even care. Sorry.
Oh, no, I do.
They're probably
waiting
for us in there.
No, come on. You can talk to me.
Well... When I was in seventh grade, nobody really liked me much. But then we were putting on Bye Bye Birdie, and...
A classic.
You don't even want to hear this. I'm sorry.
I sure do. No, come on. Hey, you definitely won't be able to tell them, so you can absolutely tell me.
Right. Well, the actor playing Birdie, he had an accident, let's say. And they didn't have anyone to turn to, so they put me in. Understudy to lead role. Pretty big deal for a seventh grader.
Yeah, the biggest.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Anyway, well, ever since then I
Mr.
fell in love with
Birdie.
The stuff.
Of course.
Barker.
Mr. Conrad. No, I know.
Barker.
I was just
like a dog, remember?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? It's time. They're very excited to see you, so why don't you just go in and break a leg, Mr. Barker. Ruff.
Okay. Do you think I should change my monologue?
No, my God.
I think I should. They don't want to hear
don't
something comedic.
Guess it.
They don't want to hear something
it.
Comedic.
Go. Pushing you.
Okay,
in.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. God, look at you. What a fresh face, little Daisy. You can't say that to them. No, oh my God, I was just saying that he's a fresh-faced little Daisy. That doesn't sound... What? It's not problematic. He's a Daisy. In a great way. Sorry, we're getting off on the wrong foot. You are Mr. Barker.
Correct.
Trent Barker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming in. I'm Adam.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Misty.
Misty,
thank
yeah.
You. Nice to meet you, Mr. Barker.
I read your bio on the website. I was really excited to see that you had done a production of Into the Woods. I love that show.
Yes, thank you. You know, regional theater is nothing to sneeze at.
I would never sneeze at it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, children will listen. That's if I've learned anything from the great, late, great Steve Sondheim.
Oh,
that is.
Did you know him?
I knew him as best as I could through taking on his music. I find that when you really give yourself to the work, it's in many ways, I did know him quite personally.
That's so
in all
cool.
ways except for meeting him in person. But enough about us.
Yeah, sorry. So it's one contemporary comedic and one contemporary dramatic, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
And what have you brought in for us today?
Yeah, do you want to... Which one do you want to see first? Probably the comedic, right? Get it out of the way.
No, we love comedy. We love comedy.
Comedy.
What does that mean, get it out of the way?
Kidding. I love your voice. Okay, I'll start. So my name's Trent Barker, like a dog. And I will be shouldn't have fucking done that. And I will be performing a monologue.
Is that part of the piece? I don't know. I think he's about to start.
This is a piece.
oh, so it wasn't part of the piece. No, he's starting now. So the bark thing was.
So
that was a joke.
I will be doing Thomas, from Fire Fight Me to Hell.
Is this an original?
He's a fireman.
You can ask
in
him.
The scene.
Is this an original piece?
No. Well, it's not plagiarized, if that's what you mean.
That's not what I asked. I asked if you wrote this or if this is one of those, you know, monologue
books. I got
pieces.
It from a book.
Okay, great. Firefight Me to Hell.
So this is Thomas.
I hate that it's from a book.
He's a
he can hear you.
Tell me, I heard that.
Firefight Me to Hell. No, I know that one. I've heard. I feel like we've heard Firefight
okay,
Me to Hell all day.
So he's.
I
a,
just want something new.
The character, just like the context, the character is a firefighter, and he just found out something he didn't like about his wife.
If he does the piece that says "You light my heart ablaze," if he starts with that one, I am going to scream. I'm going to flip the table.
Cindy, you light my heart ablaze.
And Trent, thank you so much.
Wait,
we're going to stop you there.
No, why? I was laughing. It was so funny. It's so funny. Have you heard it before?
Trent, I feel like we can be honest with
of
you.
Of course.
We have heard that piece 65 times today
oh.
so far. So you can forgive us if we're a little, you know, our fires have been fought and we lost the battle.
No one else at my high school knew it. I thought I was okay.
No, it's okay. Do you have anything else? An original piece, perhaps?
I guess there's one thing. There's one thing I can think of off the top of my head. But it's kind of out there.
No, because I do see on your resume that you are a writer as well, which is very... We love a multi-hyphenate. We do in our program. We really encourage you to make your own work.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wrote this. This is something I...
And is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah, this is something I wrote. This is the character. Basically, all you need to know about him is he owns a chocolate factory. And he's having
okay.
a bunch of kids come to tour it. And he's picking one. And the one of them just he's kind of mad at. And so this is what Billy Bunka
Billy.
Is saying.
Huh. Derivative. Interesting.
No. Original.
Go on.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void. And you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy. You stole the fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized. So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. Whew. Wow.
We need more.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Was that my out loud voice? My God, Trent.
Of course it was your out loud voice.
That was astounding. You wrote that. Word for word.
Of course. It's from my original script.
Oh, remind me what the name of the script is. I don't think you mentioned
Barley
it.
And the chocolate fuckery.
Oh my God. He's not afraid to shock.
Yeah.
Trent, this is something really... I'm going to say right off the bat, obviously we're going to admit you because that performance
oh,
was
yes.
pretty incredible.
Fuck yes.
But most...
Oh, fuck. I can't wait to fucking tell all those little nobodies I went to high school with how much I'm going to shit on them when I'm older.
Trent, what? Obviously we're all thinking that, but you can't say that out loud.
Okay.
Trent, what we want of you.
I can give you more.
We're looking... That's exactly right. We want you. We want Billy and the chocolate fuckery.
Barley.
To be Barley and the chocolate fuckery.
Yeah.
To be our main stage student written
production. Stop. You're fucking around.
I'm not. Fuck. I'm not.
This is the best. This is the best.
Do you think you can get us 20 more pages by the beginning of the semester?
I can give you 60 by tonight.
We'll send them over.
Okay. Don't. Okay.
Cut to Trent at home.
Okay, so obviously that one part was lifted from a certain piece, but I don't need to know that. I can just fill in the blanks with my own work. Grandpa Joe. No, that doesn't work. That's the original character's name. Grandpa, maybe Bo. Yeah, that's right. Grandpa Bo Burnham. No, wait, that's already a guy. Fuck. Oh, I don't know.
Cut to the first rehearsal of Barley and the Chocolate Fuckery.
Hey, everybody. So I'm the playwright, Trent Barker, freshman. Probably a lot of you guys don't know me yet, but I'm...
Oh, no, we know about you. We hear that you're kind of a prodigy.
Not you. There's no way you know about me. You're Stellar Radler. You're the coolest girl in school. You're a senior, and you've got legs all the way from here to heaven.
Oh, stop it. You've
got a voice like an angel and a body to boot.
Oh, stop it. You're adorable. You're such a little cutie. No, but I'm so honored to be in Barley and the Chocolate Fuckery. Like, honestly, playing Billy Fonka, I am like, it's such an honor to gender bend a role my senior year.
Yeah. I honestly, it's embarrassing to admit this, but I kind of wrote that part with you in mind.
No, you didn't. Stop it. You are so cute, guys. Isn't he just the cutest?
I drove down to the city last year and I saw you in that production of The Cherry Orchard.
Oh my God. I loved that. That was such a fun show. You saw that?
Of course. I thought your performance was seismic.
Oh my God. Dude, he's just kissing your ass because he wants to get in it.
Roger, that was a really weird thing to say.
Oh, don't you, lest we forget, I forget about you, Roger. I've got something up my sleeve.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, did you see me in Shrek the Musical? I imagine you did. I don't blame you. I kind of blew everybody away, Lord Farquaad. The turn that I took as Lord Farquaad kind of put me on the map in a pretty big way.
No, not Shrek the Musical. I saw you in that Fringe show from last year.
Oh,
where you played
yeah.
the boy who fell in love with his donkey.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was a metaphor for the rise of fascism.
Yes, that one I did as a favor to one of the faculty
well,
members.
Well, I was really moved by it.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. When I wrote Grandpa Bo Burnham, I kind of had you in mind.
You don't have to say that. Is that even true?
Of course it's true. You're 6'8". No one else could play him. You're huge.
Thanks. I really appreciate you seeing me like that. Thank you.
Of course.
So I guess we start putting this thing on its feet?
Yeah. So obviously, I don't like to think of it as a musical. It's a play with music. And for the first opening scene, of course, you will be singing Welcome to Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yes! That's my song?
Yes, I know, which is a little weird that Grandpa, you know, Bo Burnham is the one singing Welcome to Chocolate Factory. But it's basically about, like, he's, like, saying it to Charlie, like...
How he wishes
right,
he could,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
no,
he's
I
in
get
the
it
bed,
already.
And he's imagining what it would be like. And it's kind of the song where he gets out of the bed, and it's like, oh, my God, his muscles haven't atrophied. You know, he's alive, you know, and that sort of stuff. So,
I'm ready to... if you want to give me a starting note.
Yeah, it's going to be B.
B.
Buzz.
Buzz. Oh, that's funny.
Like a bee? Bark.
Yep, bark. Okay.
Okay, let me just get the lyrics up really quick. Oh, no, not the lyrics. It's not a musical. It's a play with music.
What version are you on? On the drive? What version are you on the drive, on the Google Drive? What version do you have?
I have V2.
Does it say definitive at the end?
Yes.
Okay, then that's the right one. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Thank you. And I just want to say, Tech, thank you for your patience. We're going to get there.
For a first rehearsal, we're really far along.
Yeah. Well, I work kind of unconventionally.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Chocolate Factory.
Did you just gulp?
I'm just so...
Oh, he's nervous.
I'm just like, no, you guys, like, this is seriously a big moment for me. Like, to see my words, my people, my characters, my friends, my family, that's what they feel like in my head. To see them enacted on the stage like this is going to be... just like unlike anything I've ever seen, and it's like a really moving moment for me, and it's powerful that you all are willing to be here with me.
No, and we're so excited because you're such a protege, and this is going to be the best play with music anyone has ever
seen. I swear, Cindy, you better stop right now before I propose. You flirt. Now, Bo.
Can I please sing?
Please sing, Bo.
Barley, oh Barley, my boy, I can get up and dance. Why, I'll dance for joy, cause today is the day and we're on our way. Welcome to Chocolate Factory.
And out of the bed.
Okay, and out of the bed. Welcome to Chocolate Factory.
Grab the cane.
There's milk and there's dark and there's white and nutty.
I'm gonna change that.
And
don't worry, guys. I'm gonna change that one. Don't worry.
And caramel and nutty. I said nutty twice because I'm a nut. It's time to welcome to Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
To Factory.
Okay, and I want you to acknowledge that rest.
Okay.
Because that's there on purpose.
Where? Which one?
The one after Factory. His breath.
And then are you gonna do Barley's part?
For now, yeah, we're still casting.
Yeah,
we're
still casting. Why don't you jump in for Barley?
Okay. So sorry, yeah, and I just, you know, if you guys look at the front of the character descriptions, there's, you know, you'll see there's some accents and stuff we're trying out, so just roll with it.
Yeah, welcome to Chocolate Factory.
Grandfather, dearest, you have gotten out of bed. I thought that you were almost dead. I want you in my life again. You can walk? Who knew? I want you. To the Chocolate Factory we go.
And then Joe Marsh.
To the Chocolate Factory we go. Joe Marsh?
Grandmother Joe Marsh. I'm sorry, is she here?
Yeah. I'm the other freshman who's part of the production. I'm really excited to be here.
All right, eager. Do you want to comment on your part there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just like, I've been so wrapped up.
Understandable,
awesome,
but let's focus up here, guys. So okay. It's going to be welcome. Go with me to the Chocolate Factory. And then Joe Marsh.
Okay.
And then you come in.
And then I come in with Joe Marsh.
And perfect.
That's my name.
Okay. And I think we're going to cut the rest of that. Because we are cutting it for time.
And that's the song.
I think we're cutting the rest for time. Joe Marsh, Hard Black, out. And then Lights Up.
Lights Up on Billy's Chocolate Fuckery.
Yep. And Cindy.
Yeah,
now
that's
the
me,
time
all right.
Where we can talk about you and your delicious portrayal.
Of Billy?
Of Billy Funka.
Okay, I'm just going to cut right to it.
Yeah, just say the words.
Hey, fucks. Welcome to my fucking chocolate fuckery. Are you guys ready to fucking get inside and have some fucking chocolate, you little fuck?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
No, Billy, Barley, you come in with your line.
No,
after
I'm
that.
Just sorry. This is Trent speaking. That was exactly how I pictured it.
We don't need to keep. We just
okay,
go.
I'm sorry. I just, Cindy.
Are you ready to come into
yes.
the chocolate fuckery?
I am
fucks?
In love with you. Okay, I'm gonna start.
Thank
now.
You. Now
and
do
now
your
I'm
line.
Start. I love you. Okay.
Are you ready to come into the chocolate fuckery? You fucks.
Oh, but my grandfather's running late. He has gotten hit by the tram. Oh, no. My backup.
You think...
My backup. Joe Marsh, will you come to the factory with me?
Joe Marsh! Joe Marsh!
And we're cutting the rest of Joe's part for time, unfortunately. Yeah, that's just going to be the way it is.
Cut to the curtain call of opening night.
Oh, fuck.
Everyone loves
it. Fucking hell. Thank you, guys. Speech. Who's saying that?
Speech.
Wow. Thank you, guys. No, settle down. I don't deserve this. I really don't.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. I have to come clean about something. This work is not entirely my own.
What?
I know a lot of you think that this was the original script, this prodigy, this wunderkind came up with, but it wasn't. It was a group effort. From every single person you see here on this stage tonight, we all put it together. Especially you, Cindy, my hot wife to be.
Stop it! I think you are like a little brother to me.
I love that. All right, guys, get home safe, and don't forget to come back next week.
Hey, don't get hit by the tram, huh?
Then maybe,
and we'll see if
now
we keep
Riley.
That
no,
scene.
Bear with me. What if the theater falls, collapses in on itself, kills them all?
Yeah. We have one more. It's for the same kazoo.
Okay.
It's one star though.
Oh, they must have really disliked it.
It's from Manny M.
Okay, Manny, parentheses Modern Family.
Manny Modern Family, one star. 7 out of 10. Didn't. Oh, sorry. That wasn't a rating. It was 7 out of the 10 kazoos.
Be like, okay, 1 out of 5 sorry. To 7 out of 10 does not the math there.
Sorry,
not...
that was wrong. 7 out of 10 didn't work. Totally embarrassing. Had quite a laugh trying, though.
What do you mean embarrassing?
I was really embarrassing. I tried to do this cool thing, and it all just got so mucked up. So embarrassing to not play a kazoo well.
I'm, like, thinking of, like, you bring somebody home on the first date. You ask all the girls up to show them your kazoo.
Oh, come on. I haven't done that since college. No, I'm a bit more refined in my ways now. I got you here, didn't I?
That's true, I guess. No, but I really did have a good time tonight.
Tonight was really fun.
Yeah.
You're kind of not like other girls.
Stop. I'm just like me.
No, really. No, but like, you don't live for the drama. And you're cool.
Of course not. I mean, ask me what my 3 favorite things are.
What are your 3 favorite things?
Beers. The Bears. Ugh.
Oh my god.
Getting baked. The 3 B's.
Oh my god. Will you marry me? Sorry, I'm kidding. I don't believe in marriage. Who needs a piece of paper to tell 2 people that they love each
other? Thank you. All these other girls, I swear, every other girl I grew up with is like obsessed with like having this big wedding
big
and
wedding.
Like having the whole day be about her. And I'm like, dude, that is selfish. Like the day should be about you and
my
your
God.
Husband.
You are the perfect woman.
I'm serious. I'm just like, wait, why are we doing this? If we really loved each other, wouldn't we just like, I don't know, go to the courthouse and then go to like Dave and Buster's?
If that, not even go to the courthouse, because again, I think it's a really...
Right.
Anyway.
Right. You don't even, yeah, no, and I don't even like want to do it even at the courthouse either, so.
No, listen, all that to say is that I wouldn't have invited you up here if you weren't
the coolest girl I'd ever met.
Stop. I know you consider yourself
pretty lucky.
You're a player. I know you're inviting
I'm
all the
not,
girls up here.
What are you talking about? I'm not a player.
I've seen you on campus. You love it. You love to take. You love this. You know. I know who. I know what. This,
I love this.
I know what this is to you. I have no illusions. Okay, so just don't.
Come
worry
on.
About that.
I love a cat and mouse chase.
I'm cool. I told you already. I'm chill. I'm a chill girl. You don't need to worry
you
about
are.
Like. Convincing me I'm the one, like...
No, you already know. And that's what's so hot about you is that you know you're beautiful. You know you're cool.
Yeah.
And I have a little something I want to show you.
Okay.
Why don't you take a seat on the couch?
Yeah, sure. It's kind of weird we've been standing this whole time.
I know, but you're cool like that.
I don't even mind standing.
You can sit down if you want.
Sure, since you're offering.
Only if you want
I
to.
I do
though.
Want. Wow.
I'm a guy who's all about a woman's
Don't
right
think
to choose.
I didn't notice that.
I'm
Don't
a guy
think
who's all about
that.
A woman's right to choose.
Don't think I didn't notice that. Well, and I just want to say, while I appreciate that, I'm not the kind of girl who cares about politics. I'm not going to not be with you because of your...
Humana, humana, humana.
It's like who you voted for has nothing to do with you and me. So don't even worry about
God.
That.
God, you are a cool glass of water that's just going down smooth.
What can I say? I take after my dad.
Can I just say, really quick, before I show you the thing I was going to show you?
Yeah.
I love a girl who takes after their dad.
Thank you.
I'm, like, obsessed
a
with
A lot
that.
Of, like, people don't like that I'm like that, but...
Have they said that to you?
Yes, like, other
what?
Guys. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, other guys have, like, said stuff to me, like... Oh, honestly, at first I thought it was cool that you were always, like, drinking beers and going to the game. But now it's like, I wish it, like, oh... Why don't you, like, you know...
They want you to be a trad wife.
Right. They're like, why don't you learn how to make bread and stay at home with...
Oh,
you know,
those
why don't,
fuckers.
Why can't I sire, you know, a new generation of thought leader, you know?
Those fuckers. I mean, listen, it's yeah, do we
up.
All want to sire a new generation of thought leaders? Absolutely.
Of course.
At the end of the day, who doesn't?
What? I've never met a man who didn't.
No, and you still haven't. Not this
right.
guy. My whole thing.
That was my mom and dad's relationship.
Is cool girl and
yes.
sire of a generation of thought leaders.
I grew up surrounded by that, and I thought, well, damn, if it worked for them, it works for, you know what I mean?
And this is honestly what I've been searching for, I think, my whole life.
That's,
you
stop.
Get it.
You're being too much. You're being too much.
No, you're being too perfect.
Fuck. I got. I have.
Also,
Ken
can I say another thing really
I can't
quick?
Be up this late.
I love that you curse.
No,
I love
I swear,
that.
These prissy girls who are like, "Oh, I don't do that." It's like fucking shitting balls.
Oh my god!
Like,
I mean, it's like I can barely keep my clothes on right
it's
now.
Like,
I am just like so.
You know,
say it again.
These kinda,
say it
well,
again.
No, I'm serious. These girls who are like, "No, I don't. I've never shit." It's like, no, I take fucking dumps, dude. I really do. I really do. I have IBS.
God is real and she is listening.
Now, don't
to me.
Think I didn't notice that. That was
yeah.
something. Special. But
God's a woman. God, if she is sending me a woman who shits and says fuck, takes massive dumps and says crap.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
And I just want to say, like, before we, like, go any further with this, before you.
Which I'm not expecting, by the way. I'm not expecting that.
It's like, if you don't go down on me, I don't even care.
Oh my god.
But I will go down on you.
Oh my god.
Period.
You are everything.
Stop. What do you even want to show me? I seriously have Cam in the morning. I've got.
I want to play you a song on my kazoo.
Wait.
To show you how much I care.
I love that music.
Okay. You ready?
Hell yeah.
Shit. Sorry. Hold on.
Oh.
No. It happens sometimes. Oh my god. What the fuck? Sorry, let me try the other end. Which, hold on. It's just a troubleshoot. It's so weird. It normally is the sound is like, it's supposed to like make the sound, but it's not. It's just like the air.
Yeah, maybe try one of the other ones.
Oh yeah, I have a whole wall full.
Yeah, it's probably just like, that one's broken or something.
Fuck! Sorry.
No, don't. You don't need to be mad. Fuck. You don't need to be mad. You don't. No.
I forgot. You love cussing.
It's fine.
Try a third one.
No, like closer. Seriously, I didn't even like come up here for that anyway.
No.
I had a super nice time without this.
No, I swear to God. No, I swear to God. No. Please, Rachel. Please.
Okay.
Don't leave.
No, I'm not leaving. I didn't say I was leaving.
This is like I do not want this to be your memory of the night.
No, it's not.
I'm going to try the fourth one. We only have seven.
Okay. It's a little something.
It's not what it's...
Do you want me to try? Okay, well, maybe I'll try and I'll see if I can...
No.
Okay.
One thing I don't like is when women want to try things.
Okay.
So if you want to do that... No. I'm not saying that that's who you are. I'm just saying that that's the vibe
sensitive
I was picking up on.
Today.
No. I'm not. One thing I'm not is sensitive.
Sorry. Did I get confused? Or which one of us is PMSing right now? I swear.
It's you. It's you. It's obviously you. Obviously. It's not me. I'm going to try the fifth kazoo.
Okay.
Nothing. Fuck it. It's number six.
I don't think...
That's something.
Not enough.
Okay, number seven. If this doesn't work, I'm going to hurt someone. And
what was that?
Myself.
Oh.
Number seven. Number seven. No, please, Rachel.
I'm not leaving.
Promise?
I might.
Not that I'm needy or
right,
anything.
Right. Just try and play this. The one. It's funny.
What does it make you think of?
That was actually my
Let me keep playing.
It's crazy. That was actually my ex's and my's like song.
What?
That's kind of crazy.
Wait, whoa, hold on. I might have misunderstood a lot. You have an ex?
Yeah. Mike?
Oh,
from.
No.
He's literally
oh,
in
no.
our.
Oh, no.
He's literally
oh,
in the.
No.
Bio
Rachel,
lab with.
Rachel.
Yeah?
The whole night just fell apart.
Why? Because you found out I've, like, dated other guys?
I wanted you to be my flower.
Oh, I don't think about that. I don't think that.
I think about it all the time.
That's weird, man.
I'm weird? You look, take dumps.
Of course I do. I'm a human being.
No, come on, Rachel. It's just, I was going to ask you to stay, but I don't know if things
I don't
want
to stay, to be clear.
I don't want you to stay.
I got the ick on kazoo number three, if we're being perfectly honest.
No, you're lying.
Yeah.
No, but it's normally they all work all the time.
No, can I be...
Maybe it knew that you were unpure.
Okay. First of all, I want to say I've been with a lot of guys, okay? And you're not the first...
Oh, my God.
And you're not the first who's done this, and you're sure as shit not the first guy who got, you know, blue balls when it came to playing the kazoo and couldn't fucking get there, okay? And I want to say, I never care, okay? I never care about that. But what tells me a lot is how you handle it, okay? And you got angry, and I didn't like to see that side of you, okay? So I'm gonna get out of here. So, you just fucking, like... You're just a sad little guy, huh? Fuck. I pity the girl that ends up with you, man.
I love when you cuss. It's kind of bringing me back.
I will never be your fucking rad trad wife.
I don't want a trad wife.
I want a cool girl who says fuck. And I'm sorry for making fun of you about dumping. Because I think it's so cool that you do that.
No.
Come on.
No, I'm serious.
I love that you are a nasty, nasty dumper.
I am a dumper, though. I take like shit. And if you're thinking of winning me back, don't do some big romantic gesture. I hate that shit. From the chandelier. I love that song.
I love you.
Stop. It's too soon.
Not soon enough.
For what?
The rest of our lives.
That's too much commitment.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna go hook up with my ex. I love them. What's their story, man?
What's their story?
How long have they...
Should we do our last segment?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That was the kazoo version of Mr. Naomi Blanc.
Kazoo's version. Red's kazoo's version.
Kazoo's version. What's been shaking your ass?
Okay.
I have a preemptive shaking of me.
Okay, what's preemptively shaking you?
I just want to warn you and everybody listening.
Okay.
About what kind of person I will be when the Wicked movie comes out.
Bad? Like a bad person?
I don't think you understand. I have seen Wicked 14 times. When it was at the Pantages in like the mid-2000s in LA, they had a Wicked lottery. My dad and I had weird luck with that. We won the Wicked lottery a shit ton of times.
Huh.
I have seen that musical was everything to me. Everything. And I was in a bootleg, illegal production of it when I was in sixth grade.
Oh, who did you play?
Elphaba. Come on.
Come on. She's bragging. She's bragging.
And
she's
bragging. And the audition process, it was only like eight of us in the show. Uh-huh. Eight fucking sixth graders. And it was an after school thing at this like theater program, local theater program. And the audition was all of us sitting on the ground in a room, getting up and singing songs one by one. And the director in the moment being like, you're this person, you're this person, you're this person. It was so bizarre. But I was in green and had the time of my life. Anyway, I saw the trailer. A couple things. I've been listening to Wicked a lot more lately. It's bringing all that back. And also to see Jonathan Bailey as Fiero is going to be the unraveling of me. I'm not going to stop talking about it. Hasn't even come out yet. Bailey.
Can I issue you a challenge right now?
Okay.
I want you to go into that movie and find someone else too. I'm not going to ask you to not be like thirsting after Jonathan Bailey, but I want you to like be creative.
I mean, wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying like Jonathan Bailey's like everybody's thinking that. You normally have fucked up ones.
I'm sure that Jeff Goldblum is going to do something.
Okay, that's like not like...
I am sure that he will.
Yeah, I guess it's just like not fucked up enough.
No. I didn't say it was fucked up. I'm saying that it's like it's one of my more normal ones. And it's just that him as Fiero is going to be... Okay, what do you want me to say? Monkeys. No.
I'm sorry. I want you to say Ethan Slater, but only as SpongeBob.
You know what, though?
Here it comes. Here it comes. Okay, yeah. I mean, that's not controversial. He's hot as hell.
Anyway, so Wicked. I'm going to be a Wicked girly again. Sorry. That's what's shaking me.
Do you...
Down.
The wizard and me. well, what's been shaking me... I watched True Detective Season 4, Night.
I've heard a lot of controversy.
Night Country.
You can't say that.
I said, oh, well. And, you know what I'm going to say? I would watch Jodie Foster fucking tire shoes for 6 hours. Mm. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions about it. And you know what I'm going to say? I don't give a shit. I watched it. It was fine. I liked it. I was entertained. It was different. It was fun. It was an engaging story. And I loved it. Now I'm saying it was fine, it was okay, and I loved it. Yeah, so you don't know where the hell I am. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but I do know that I'm irritated by all the people online who are shitting on it.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
I haven't seen it, so I don't have an opinion.
Because I'm like, I don't know. It could be worse.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever capture the magic of the first one.
I haven't seen any of them.
They're pretty good, some of them. Well,
well, you can find Alf on Instagram at Alfred Innit. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review. You can find us on Reddit, r/ReviewReview, Discord, Review Review. And Jeff and my Patreon is where you cannot find the show, but you can find Jeff and my Patreon at patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app,
at Riley and Spa, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
it. That's what we're always saying. We'll see you next time. Alfred.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you next time.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.